Hello, world. Those who allow their awareness to become impaired by selfishness will have great difficulty attaining enlightenment, while those whose awareness rests in selflessness have nothing to attain. While the selfish takes, the selfless gives. However, when the selfish takes, they unknowingly take from themselves. And when the selfless gives, they knowingly give to themselves. There is no need for the selfless to attain what they already have, or to be what they already are. It is only those who have yet to realize their truth, seeking for truth. It is only those who do not know, seeking to know. To seek is to not be, and to be is to not seek. And while those who do not know seek, those who know, there is no need to seek. Seeking is not being. Seeking is doing, and doing will never get you to being. The act of seeking is equivalent to a carrot on a stick. A carrot you will never reach. A carrot you will never taste. So why seek? Why seek for truth when seeking for truth is like seeking for darkness in the dark? A darkness all around you, only a seeker would seek to find. When you seek, you unconsciously attempt to divide the undivided. When you seek, you insert distance between you and the objective of your seeking. If you seek love, your seeking will create a false division within you, separating the non-separate, establishing a false disconnection, and reaffirming your illusory sense of separateness from love. All cravings, all desires, anything you seek after will follow the same principle. So the key to have what you want is to stop seeking and start being. Because to seek is to not be, and to be is to not seek. all seeking arises from a separateness mindset, from a self-conscience in you plagued by divisions, a lack of union within you that only exists because you see yourself as separate, as a single entity disconnected from the rest of creation. A separate you seeking to experience the unification of you and a desire in you. A desire you seek to attract because you see it as an external fulfillment. An external fulfillment you believe to be separate because you see it as separate. This is a non-existent separateness created in you, by you. A non-existent separateness that will continue to create a false division between you and all there is. Until the day you begin to realize you are already one with all you seek. All seeking comes from desire, and every desire will lead to suffering. Not because you cannot fulfill your desire, but because desire is a byproduct of your conditioned separateness. It is yet another attempt by the limited mind in you to limit the limitless, to control the uncontrollable, and to grasp the ungraspable by creating another fruitless attempt through desire to divide the undivided. Your sense of separateness is the root cause of all limitation, of all attachments, of every division. They are expressions of the mind in you, a conditioned mind unwilling to escape from its dualistic frame of thought, and therefore unable to transcend itself out of itself. But the mind is not eternal. One day it will end. It will end in you. And when it does, the seeker in you will end with it. Human beings only desire what they perceive to not have. This misperception gives rise to seeking. Seeking for what you want, because what you want is perceived to be separate from you. The seeker in you is born, and now it has become enslaved to a life of seeking. Seeking for happiness, for wealth, for enlightenment. It does not matter what it seeks for. In the end, seeking is seeking. You may spend an entire lifetime in this state, attempting to create, attract, or manifest your desires into physical expression. A physical expression of desires birthed in separateness and therefore destined to die in separateness. Every single desire is a limited expression of your conditioned separateness. And as I already mentioned, absolutely everything that arises in separateness will also cease in separateness. Your desires are no exception. Your seeking is also no exception. In fact, seeking and desire only exist because you see yourself as separate. It is why the separateness in you must be released, uprooted from your consciousness with a simple realization, a realization of your truth, a truth in you, of you, ready to be expressed through you, a unified expression of you. A you who is unlimited and without divisions. An expression of your inherent oneness and connectedness with all. A oneness where desires are not external cravings, but internal realities. Realities of the self in you, expressing itself within itself as itself. When a desire originates from a state of non-separateness, it is not a desire. It is the self in you, expressing itself through you as you. And every expression of you has the potential to use the universe as its servant. An entire universe expressing itself through you with the ability to instantly fulfill any experience. However, at this level, all experiences are just another form of limitation. Here, the only experience worth having is the experience of non-experience. Non-separateness is who and what you are. Non-separateness is all there is. In the state of non-separateness, every intention can be instantly fulfilled. All pain can be healed and all suffering relieved. There is no lack in non-separateness. There is no fear, no scarcity, no sorrow, only love and peace abound, because only love and peace can contain the uncontainable. Only love and peace can unlimit the perceived limited and allow the seeker in you to recognize the seekless being you have always been. To the non-separate, seeking is non-existent because desires are non-existent. All there is are different expressions of you. The non-separate see themselves in everyone and see everyone in themselves. Here, compassion is the air you inhale, and acceptance is the air you exhale. You will find nothing to desire, therefore, nothing to seek. After all, how separate would you feel if you were a drop of water in the ocean? A drop of water in the ocean is the ocean. Just like to the non-separate in you, all there is the non-separate in all. When I was a child, I desired a pet. A pet I became extremely attached to and then suffered tremendously when it died. When you fulfill a desire you see as separate from you, attachment arises. When that fulfilled desire departs, your attachment will turn into pain. And once again, your separateness will return as suffering. The cycle of separateness, desire, and attachment can go on indefinitely. It is where the seeker in you is birthed. A seeker seeking outside of itself for something that doesn't exist. Separate oneness. It is the game the seeker plays. Every time it seeks to fulfill any desire, any time it seeks to unify the perceived ununified. But you cannot shame a seeker for doing what it does or for being what it is. It would be like shaming a baker for baking. All bakers bake. Likewise, all seekers seek. So seeking is not the problem, and therefore not seeking is also not the solution. The root lies deeper than the seeker can swim, further than the seeker can see. But it's there, in you, as all else. The root cause is not the seeker in you. It is your ingrained separateness, your false divisiveness between you and all else. It is here where the seeker in you finds its perceived separateness And it is also here where one day it will find itself in all it seeks. The seeker in you will stop seeking when the drive to seek dissolves. Water never seeks for its waterness. Fire never seeks for its fireness. You do not need to seek for your selfness, because all there is you. There is nothing separate from you. But for the seeker in you, all is separate from all. The same elements that create a droplet of rain also create the ocean. You are that ocean, and your desires are droplets. Stop seeing them as separate. Realize your connectedness to them, and your connectedness will dissolve the seeker. A seeker in you, you no longer need. A seeker, once upon a time, was useful. A time in you, when seeking was practiced by you to unify the perceived ununified. You with yourself. Beyond this, there's nothing else. You can look all you want. You'll just waste more time. And since even time is in you, your seeking will continue in vain. Continue to bear no fruit until you begin to taste the sweet nectar of the non-separate self you have always been. The seeker in you will never let go. You must let go of the seeker. You can start right now. Start by letting go. Let go of your current thought. That is all. This may sound simple, because it is. It's only the mind that makes it complicated. The mind loves complexity and avoids simplicity, because through simplicity you can achieve clarity. Clarity to recognize yourself. Yourself as the non-separate, undivided, and unlimited self you have never stopped being. The realization of non-separateness will come. It will rise within you, just as the sun is certain to rise in the morning. There is absolutely nothing you can do to prevent this, but there is a lot you can do to assist it. You can start by letting go. Simply let go of all thoughts. Start with the one you are having now. And when you do, do the same with the next one. See where this leads you. See where it takes you. The seeker in you can only exist in your thoughts. And if your thoughts are released, the seeker in you is also released. Make this a habit. One thought at a time. After a while, without realizing it, you will begin to see all you see differently. And eventually, all you see will be yourself. A selfless self with no need to seek, because there is no need to desire, no need to see anything as separate, only an intuitive knowing to be one with all there is, and allow all there is to be recognized as an expression of you. Hey world, thanks for listening. If you have enjoyed what you've heard, please like, share, and subscribe. But most importantly, be kind. Be kind to yourself and others. Thank you.